这个感恩节是一个跟最早期移民啊有关系的一个节日。
Thanksgiving holiday, it's a holiday that is related to the early American immigrants.
啊，每个人的移民都有不同的理想，不同的原因。
And as each person immigrates from one place to another, they often have different ambitions and hold different dreams.
啊，在最早期，有一些人移民啊，是因为宗教信仰的原因。
In the very beginning of history, men immigrated due to religion purpose.
啊，这些人他们追求着能够在信仰上能够更自由。
And they pursue a religious freedom.
啊，他们的自由是在争取能够自由的来遵守圣经的教训。
And their freedom is to pursue a freedom that they're able to observe the teachings from the Bible.
啊，这是神所喜悦的。
And this is delighted in the eyes of God.
啊，那这也是我们今天的社会啊最退步的一个地方之一。
But unfortunately, this is one of the areas in which current society has great weakness in it.
啊，今天的社会有很多的时候是在争取着啊。能够自由的来违背圣经的教训、圣经的原则。
On the other hand, today's society often seek the freedom to go against the teachings from the Bible.
到一个新的环境，总是面临着许多的挑战。
And when one person comes to a new environment, they often face new challenges.
早在两三百年前那一种挑战、那一种危险，应该比现在更多更大。
And 200, 300 years ago, the challenges that they must face must be much greater than what we face today.
但是为了能够有自由来遵守圣经的教训，他们不怕危险，不怕辛苦。
But in order to obtain freedom to observe their own religion, they still faced with no fear.
在一路上，有些人在中途就死亡了。
In the process of this immigration, some people die.
来到新的地方，马上要面对着每一天的生活。
And when they came to this new place, they must face their new life.
他们有很多的危险，也付上很多的努力。
They face many dangers and they pay their price.
虽然在一群人当中，总是会有一些人因为不适应或者遇到危险而死亡。
And among that group of people, there are people who cannot adjust to the environment that pay the price of their life.
但是经过了一些时日之后，他们总算有一些的成就。
But after a period of time, they have seen their own success.
所以他们就来献上他们对天上真神的感谢。
And because of that, they offer their thanksgiving to God.
虽然是他们的勇敢，他们的努力，但是他们也知道这一切有神在带领他们，在帮助他们。
Even though this result is due to their courage and their faith, but they know that behind all this, there's the guidance and help from God.
虽然在他们的朋友、他们的亲人当中，有些人在这个过程里头死亡了。
And even though in this process, some of their friends and family members have passed away.
但是他们仍然向天上的神来感谢。
But despite of that fact, they still offer their thanksgiving.
在顺境的时候，我们总是容易来感谢神。
In smooth times, we often easily can give thanks to God.
但是在困境当中，我们不是为了这个困境来感谢神，但是呢？我们还是能够心中存着感谢。
In our trials, of course, we don't give thanks to God for our trials, but we still should hold a heart of thanksgiving.
这常常是我们在信仰的道路上我们有的挣扎。
However, this is often the challenge we find ourselves in the journey of our faith.
在不顺利的时候，我仍然能够有一个感谢的心吗？
In our difficult times, can we still hold the heart of thanksgiving?
不但是我们这些古圣徒，他们也都曾经有过这样的挣扎。
Not only ourselves, but the old saints, they too face such challenge.
结果大家最后所得到的结论就是，无论如何，我们还是要我们要感恩。
But they all came to one conclusion, and that is, no matter in what circumstances, we should often offer our thanksgiving.
那在圣经 里头、啊、这个最能够做代表的、啊、就是这个哈巴谷先知。
And in the Bible, we can use Prophet Habakkuk as a representation of this.
啊，当他看到他所处的社会，他看到自己的遭遇，他心中充满着很多的困惑。
When Prophet Habakkuk saw his surrounding and also the things were happening around him, he still offered his thanksgiving.
啊，他心中有很多的困惑。
He was very confused.
啊，当一个人心中有怀疑、有困惑的时候，他是不可能感恩的。
And when one has doubts and is confused by the environment, it is very difficult to offer thanksgiving.
这个哈巴谷先知他留下了这个哈巴谷书。
Prophet Habakkuk wrote the book of Habakkuk.
啊，这本书只有三章。
In this book, there's only three chapters.
啊，在一开始呢，他就在向神描述他心中的疑问，他心中的困惑。
In the very beginning of this book, Habakkuk expressed the complaints and the doubts he had in mind.
但是到了第三章的结束的时候，他立志在这种苦境当中，他仍然要有一个感谢的心。
But towards the end of chapter 3, he wrote that even despite of the circumstances, he should still have a heart of thanksgiving.
一个人如果真正的认识神，一个人如果真正的爱神，
If one person truly knows God and truly loves God,
他会在这种不顺利当中、沮丧当中，他仍然有一个感恩的心。
He will still have a thankful heart in the difficult and trial times of his life.
我们知道我们的生活它不是每一天都是这个晴天的。
We know that not every day of our life is sunny day.
但是我们希望我们的每一天都是感恩的日子。
But we do hope that every day of our life is a day of thanksgiving.
所以我们从哈巴谷的结论里头，我们来看看如何能够这样子。
So from the conclusion that Habakkuk made, let us take a look and see how he was able to achieve so.
请看哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3.
旧约圣经1101页。
Habakkuk chapter 3,
第三章十七节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节，虽然无花果树不花旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，盆内也没有牛。
Verse 17, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines.Though their olive crops fail, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
这是一个非常困难的一个环境。
This is a very difficult environment.
十八节。
18.
然而我要因主欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
在这样困难的环境里头，仍然能够欢心喜乐，这就是因为心存着感恩。
In such a difficult environment, he is still able to rejoice and be joyful, and that is all due because he has a heart of thanksgiving.
十九节
，Verse 19,
主神是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Verse 19, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
因为心存着感恩，所以呢，特别显出那种不同的力量来。
And because he is joyful, therefore he is able to portray a different strength.
甚至在生活里头仍然是充满着朝气。
And even in his life, he can still show that strength and shine.
那我们仔细的来看看，为什么在困难的环境里头，仍然能够心中存着感恩。
So let us take a look and realize why he is still able to have a heart of thanksgiving in a difficult environment like this.
我们先来看一下列王记上第四章。
Let's turn to 1 King.
列王记上第四章。
1 King chapter 4.
第四章二十五节。
1 King chapter 4 verse 25.
二十五节，所罗门在世的日子，从但到别示巴的犹大人和以色列人，都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
Verse 25, during Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel from Dan to Beersheba lived in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree.
在所罗门的时代是很太平、很强盛的时代。
During the times of Solomon, it was the time of peace.
这种日子就是神祝福的日子。
And this are also the days in which God blessed.
全国的人，所有的老百姓，他们都在自己的葡萄树下、无花果树下安然的居住。
The nation and each man live peacefully under his own vine and fig tree.
这葡萄树、无花果树是代表着这个以色列地他们的出产。
The vine and fig tree represents the production of the land of Israel.
这些农产品照着季节他们能够这个长得很好，都能够丰收。
And these agricultural products, according to season, they were able to gather the fruits.
所以呢，他们能够安然的居住。
Therefore, they were able to live peacefully.
那如果跟哈巴谷书这个哈巴谷书第三章十七节来做个比较。
But if we compare this circumstance with the one described in the book of Habakkuk.
那看到说神对他们的祝福，神对他们的供应已经改变了。
We can see that the blessings and the providence of God no longer is there.
但是哈巴谷说还是要感谢神。
But here Habakkuk states that still should still give thanks to God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为神是不改变的。
Because God is not changing.
我们可以从哈巴谷书三章十七节来做个想象。
From Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, we can imagine.
这里提到这个无花果树不花旺。
Here says the fig tree does not bud.
这个葡萄树也不结果子。
And there are no grapes on the vines.
橄榄树也不效力。
And there's no olive crops.
这个田地也不出粮食。
And there's no produce in the field.
这些农产品也就影响了他们所牧养的这个牛跟羊。
And because there is no fruits nor produce, therefore it affected their crops.
所以说圈中也结了羊，盆内也没有牛。
And therefore, following that, it says there's no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls.
以我们今天来讲，就是他们的全国的经济受到很大的打击。
In today's word or terms, we can say that the national economy is in great effect.
那虽然是这样子，还是要心中还是要存着感谢的心。
But even despite of this fact, they still should have a heart of thanksgiving.
今天我们的生活里头，这个经济也常常会改变的。
Today in our daily life,Our economic status often changes day by day.
这种经济的变换变化不是今天才有的，在过去就有的。
And that is not something new nowadays. It already happened years and years earlier.
有时候经济非常的蓬勃，有时候经济非常的萧条。
Sometimes the economy is it's doing very well. Sometimes it's doing very bad.
而这些都会影响到我们每一天的生活。
And because of this, it affects how we live our daily life.
就大的环境来讲，比如说埃及曾经有七个丰年。
For example, let's take Egypt as an example. There were seven of very wealthy years.
大家不但够吃，而且有剩下。
Not only they have enough.Crops to eat for the whole year, but they even have leftovers to store.
但是经过了这七年之后呢，连续来的七年是这个饥荒。
But the 7 years following that, it was famine.
过去所剩下的吃完了但是还是在饥荒当中。
Not only did they use and ate up everything they stored the previous 7 years, and they still continue to dwell in famine.
这是在丰收的时候大家所没有想到的。
This is something that no one ever thought of during those 7 wealthy years.
这整个大环境的经济状况有时候是这样子的。
And that is often how the economy reacts.
那在就个人来讲，比如约伯也是一个例子。
And if we take as an individual, for example, we take Job as an example.
这个约伯他非常的丰富。
Job is very wealthy.
因为他的丰富，他可以帮助很多的人。
Because he is very wealthy, he is able to help many people.
但是在 很短的时间里头，他的整个个人的这个经济状况却起了很大的变化。
But in a short matter of time, his economy was greatly affected.
遇到这些天灾人祸。他破产了。
He encountered natural disasters. His family members died, and in a very short time period, he went bankrupt.
所以这种经济的变化在过去就已经有了。
So the economy changes have already taken place in the old times.
那今天我们所处的生活也是这样子，这整个经济结构它常常在变化着。
Likewise, in our daily life today, our economy also go through many changes.
这些各行各业也随时在改变着。
And no matter in which industry or what job you have, it also changes by itself.
过去非常好、非常蓬勃的行业，今天可能没落了。
Maybe in the past it was very, a very flourishing industry, but today no longer is popular.
有时候是让人没有办法去预料的。
Sometimes it's beyond man's expectations.
有人感叹着说：“没有想到这个行业今天会这么的惨。”
And people might say, "I never thought that one day this industry will be so poor."
就我们个人来讲，我们的身体状况不是也是这样子吗
？But and as ourselves, our individual health isn't it the same way?
我们希望我们总是健健康康的，但是这没有人可以。给我们保证，你永远是这么健康。
We often wish that we are doing very well, very healthy, but no one can promise us that this will be forever.
一个做投资的人，他总是会很谨慎的考虑周到的来做投资。
Someone who does investment often consider many areas before they make an investment.
但是还是有很多我们所想不到、料不到的事情。
But many times there are unpredictable events that might take place.
并不是说一开始人就愿意做不对的投资。
It is not that someone is willingly to make the wrong investment start from the very beginning.
但是开始好像对，结果呢是错误的投资。
It started off as was a right investment, but it ended up being a wrong investment.
所以这是我们实际的生活。
So this is reality of life.
但是我们无论在怎样的变化里头，我们还是可以有一个感恩的心。
But no matter in what kind of changes we encounter, we still can have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为神是不改变的。
Because God is not changing.
我们请看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
旧约圣经最后一节，马拉基书三章第六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
第六节，因为我主是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
Verse 6, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendant of Jacob, are not destroyed.
这里神自己也强调说我是不改变的。
Here, Lord expressed that he will not change.
所以当我们面对着很多的改变的时候，
So when we face many changes,
这些改变或许让我们外在上更好。
And these changes might reap a better result.
但是也很多的时候这些外在的变化让我们这些变化让我们外在上变得没有以前那么丰富了。
Or these changes might bring a worse environment comparing to what we had before.
一个没有神的人他的心情就是随着这些变好变坏 心情变高昂或者低落。
Someone who does not have God, their mood will change based on what they have and they don't have, whether they're good or they're bad.
所以变得不好的时候，只是充满着不满、埋怨。
So when they go for the worst turn, then they will often feel with complaints and anger.
因为没有神，所以本来就是生活在这种起起伏伏的环境里头。
And because they don't have God, they have to go through the ebbs of their mood.
但是在这种起伏当中，我们敬拜神的人，我们抓住神。
But because we have God, therefore we hold on to God.
一个抓住神的人，他就抓住那个不会改变的。
And when we hold on to God, we grab on to what is will not change.
所以这个哈巴谷他把当时的实际的情形他做了一个描述。
So here Prophet Habakkuk described what was the environment like.
那个经济状况是落到了谷底。
How the economy stage back then was so bad.
但是他心中仍然存着感恩。
But despite of that fact, he still had a heart of thanksgiving.
因为他知道他的神是不改变的神。
Because he knows that his Lord will never change.
今天不但环境会改变，连人都会改变。
Today, not only the environment changes, even people around us change.
我们的朋友，甚至我们的亲人，他们也会改变。
Our friends, our family members, they will all change.
当这些人改变了，我们还是有一个感恩的心。
And when they change, we still should have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我的神他是不改变的。
Because our God is not changing.
请我们再看回哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
旧约圣经1101页，哈巴谷书三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3,
18节。
Verse 18.
18节，然而我要因主欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
纵然是在受苦当中，仍然有一个感谢的心。
Even though he is in times of suffering, yet he still has a thankful heart.
因为经济会影响到人的生活。
Because the economy affects a man's life.
经济不好的时候带给人比较苦的日子。
When there are bad economic times, then it brings a more harder life.
那这个哈巴谷他就在那种经济不好的情况里头。
And Prophet Habakkuk happens to live in such a time.
他能够有感恩的心。
But he's still able to have a thankful heart.
因为他知道他的神不改变。
Because he knows that his God will not change.
他仍然感恩因为神的救恩。
And he still gives thanks because of God's salvation.
在十八节，他说，我因我的神欢心。我因救我的神来喜乐。
He says, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
我们生活当中有许许多多的难题，那一直都是一个事实。
In our life, we often encounter with difficulties.
在工作上面，我们会有难题。
We will encounter difficulties in our work.
我们面临着这个不景气带来这个工作的这种不稳定。
We might face unstableness due to the unstable economy.
就是学生在学校里头求学，他们也会遇到难题。
And even students, they will have their own difficulties at school.
我们生活当中许许多多的难题，它一直都是事实。
Difficulties is a reality part of our life.
我们家里头也是会有难题。
And likewise, we will have difficulties in our family.
就孩子在成长的过程当中，每一个阶段有每一个阶段的挑战跟难题。
For example, as our children grow up and they go from stage to stage, each stage they face their challenges and difficulties.
我们面对着岁月的经过，我们也要面对着我们健康的问题。
And as we age, we will also encounter the challenges of our health.
在整个社会的变动当中，我们也会去面对着 社会所产生的问题。
And as we live in the society, we face the difficulties the society can bring into our daily lives.
我们生活当中有很多事情跟我们都是有密切的关系。
And in our daily life, there are many things that are very close related to what we do every day.
但是这些关系常常是那么的重要，但是又那么的脆弱。
This relationship seems so important yet so weak.
是怎样的一个脆弱法呢
？Why is it weak？
比如说那种很好的电子产品。
For example, let us take the electronics we use.
很多电子产品这个很好用。
Many of the electronics that we use are very useful.
但是我们也都知道这些电子产品啊最怕撞击。
But we know that these electronics, what they fear the most is that we drop them.
因为它的整个结构是非常的精密。
Because they are very unique, and should be handled with care.
有时候不小心掉到地上了。
Sometimes we might drop them accidentally.
可能里头的一个很小的接点呢，受了损害。
And we might net damage a very small part, a chip of it.
你就发现说，它的功能几乎全部丧失了。
And because of that drop, we might have lose the usefulness of that electronic.
它正常运作的时候，它很有效力，它这个能力很强。
When it's functioning properly, it is very useful, very strong tool.
但是就因为这么一点点的不小心，一点点的撞击。它就失去了它的功能。
But because of an unplanned or uncarefulness that we dropped it, then we might entirely damage it.
生活当中很多跟我们有关系的人事物，常常也是这么重要，却又这么的脆弱。
And this is just like how many people, things, and surround relationships in our life are like.
就我们本身来讲，雅各书里头说。人生就好像云雾一样。
Just in the book of, like in the book of James, it describes that life is just like a piece of cloud.
我们生命的本身就已经充满着很多的不确定。
And life itself already fills with many uncertainties.
当我快进入五十岁的时候
，When I was about to approach age 50,
就开始听到。有同学过世了。
I start hearing how some of my old friends had passed away.
那渐渐的就开始越来越多听到这个同学啦，过去的朋友啦，年纪差不多的，开了什么刀啦，那一个又是身体又怎么样了。
And slowly I start hearing how this friend just went through a surgery, how that friend has some illness.
这样的大家不喜欢意见的听到的事情却越来越多越来越频繁。
And things like this we often neglect or fear to hear about, we hear more and more about it.
在这样的情况之下更加的对所谓的生命更是不确定的。
And things like this make us even more uncertain about how our life will turn out to be.
所以我们的生活当中真的充满着很多的挑战跟难题。
And therefore, our life is certain that is filled with uncertainties and difficulties.
但是无论如何，我们仍然有一个感恩的心。
But no matter what, we still have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为主耶稣的救恩提供给我们永生。
Because God, our Savior, has provided us eternal life.
因为我们的救主给我们这个永生的应许，所以无论如何，我们仍然感恩。
Because our Savior has provided us the promise to eternal life, therefore we should have a thankful heart.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十一节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 11.
十一节，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the testimony God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
约翰啊，很用心的来写这个约翰一书。
John very he labored and wrote down the book of First John.
就是再一次的来确定神是给我们永生。
Is to once again remind us that God has given us salvation.
这个永生
eternal life
就借着主耶稣基督来赐给我们。
And this is eternal life is given to us through Jesus Christ.
十二节
Verse 12.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Verse 12, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这里说有主耶稣的人就有生命。
Here says that if you have Lord Jesus Christ, then you have life.
十三节
Verse 13,
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life.
所以表面上来看人的生命是很不确定的。
On the surface level, it seems that man's life is very uncertain.
一个人面对着不确定，他心中一定很焦虑，他怎么能够有平静的感恩的心呢？
And as a man faces uncertainties, he has a very troubled heart, and how will he have a peaceful mind?
这就是为什么今天的人绝大部分的生活当中缺少这种感恩的心。
And this is also the reason why most people today lack the heart of thanksgiving.
而我们的生命不是不确定的。
But we should realize that our life is not uncertain.
因为主耶稣基督的救恩是给我们生命，提供给我们永生。
Because Jesus Christ has provided us eternal life, has given us life.
所以无论如何，我们感恩。
And so no matter what, we offer our thanksgiving.
因为我们知道我们的人生不是局限在这几十年充满着困难跟泪水的当中而已。
Because we know that our life is not limited in the 10-some years of the life of this world, filled with sorrows and tears.
我们看到的人生常常为了不如意的事情来流眼泪。
We often cry to the unhappy events in our life.
我们常常需要为我们的亲人，为我们的儿女来流眼泪。
We often need to cry for our relatives, for our children.
甚至我们为了自己来掉眼泪。
We sometimes even cry for ourselves.
但是一个基督徒，我们知道我们不是只局限在这几十年的岁月里头。
But as a Christian, we know that our life is not limited in the 10-some years in this world.
主耶稣为我们所准备的天国在等着我们。
Because God has prepared heavenly kingdom waiting for us.
我们将要得着的是那最好的。
And what we will obtain is the best.
我很怀念有一个老姐妹她的祷告的声音。
I often reminisce about the voice of an old sister's prayer.
她的祷告的声音里头常常充满着那种悟性的感谢。
And in her prayer, she often offer her thanksgiving in words of understanding.
其实她的人生是过着很辛苦。
Even though she has a very difficult life.
但是她总强调着，在她的一生当中，最好最好的事情就是她是真耶稣教会的信徒，她信了主耶稣。
But she often stresses that the best thing in her life is that she has God and she is a member of True Jesus Church.
因为主耶稣带给她那美好永生的盼望。
Because Jesus Christ has brought to her life the eternal hope.
所以在辛苦的日子里头，她心中仍然充满着感恩。
So in times of trials, she still have a heart of thanksgiving.
这就是她伟大的地方，她美的地方。
And this is so beautiful about her.
一个人如果总是充满着感恩，她是伟大的，她是美丽的。
If someone often has a heart of thanksgiving, then that person is beautiful.
不一定她的外表是那么的美，但是她的气质是那么的美。
Maybe he or she is not beautiful outwardly, yet inside she is very beautiful and she is very elegant.
请我们再看回哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn back to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章十九节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19.
请念。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
啊，为什么无论如何感恩？
Why do we still give thanks no matter what?
啊，十九节告诉我们，就是在试炼当中，我们能够在我们能够有得胜，所以我们感恩。
Verse 19 here says that it's because we can triumph in our difficulties, therefore we give thanks.
这些经历过的古圣徒，他们告诉我们说，神就是我们的力量。
And the old saints, they remind us that God is our strength.
在试炼当中所需要的就是力量。
And in our trials, what we need is strength.
力量让我们能够胜过自己的软弱。
Because strength enables us to overcome our own weakness.
力量让我们能够面对着我们所遭遇的人或者事情。
Because strength enables us to face our circumstance, to face the people.
所以这里说，神是我们的力量，他让我们的脚步能够快如母鹿。
Therefore, here says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer.
让我们能够稳行在高处。
And he enables me to go on the heights.
靠着神给我们的恩惠。我们能够超越。
Through the strength that God has given us, we can surpass.
超越了人，超越了所遭遇的事情。
We can overcome and surpass our surroundings.
因为我们知道，无论如何，我们的神他还是掌控一切。
Because we know that no matter what, our God is the controller to all things.
这就是为什么保罗在他人生的最后，他面临。被 处死
And that is why in the, towards the end of Paul's life, when he faces death,
我们可以看出来他心中是充满着感恩。
We know that in Paul's heart, he has a heart of thanksgiving.
因为他能够唱出那种得胜的凯歌。
Because he's able to sing the song of victory.
所以哈巴谷书三章的最后这几节啊，其实就是一首很美的歌。
So the last few verses from the book of Habakkuk is actually a very beautiful song.
它在描述着信仰所带给我们的那个伟大的力量。
What here describes is the great strength that our faith can bring to us.
让我们从这个世界的这种价值跟标准里头能够跳脱出来。
Here shows us how we can overcome and leave the limitations that this world gives us.
今天很多的人是被这个世界的价值跟标准所捆绑着。
Today, many people are bounded by the values and limitations of this world.
所以在他们的生活当中没有感恩。
And therefore, in their life, they find no thanksgiving.
因为他们花在他们的生活里头，他们觉得他们没有达到那个标准，他们没有拥有。那个所谓的价值。
Because in their life they feel they have not reached that goal, therefore they have no value to the society.
但是我们一个基督徒能够跳脱了这样的一个捆绑。
But as a Christian, we're able to overcome this limitation.
我们自由的来过着这种合神心意的生活。
We can freely live a life according to God's will.
就是保罗所说的凡事谢恩。
And that is what Paul says to us, that to give thanksgiving in all things.
我们一起唱诗395首。
Please sing hymn 395.
Without the rise and fear dismay, though some may
是不是站在高处呢？
Do we stand on a higher ground?
那就看看我们是不是无论如何都感恩。
And that depends whether we give thanks, no matter under what circumstance.
是的，我们能够无论如何感恩的。
Yes, those who of us who we can give thanksgiving anyhow.
因为我们的神不改变。
Because we know our God is never.Changing.
因为主耶稣是给我们永生的救恩。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given us salvation.
因为在试炼当中，他让我们能够有得胜的凯歌。
And because we know that in our trials and difficulties, He will give us the song to victory.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's offer our concluding prayer.
求主耶稣继续赏赐保守我们。过着感恩的生活。
May God continue to guide us and grant us that we can live a life of thanksgiving.
因为我们都愿意站在高处。
Because we all want to stand on the higher ground.
一起祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉耶稣圣名祷告。